The following broadcast is brought to you by the friends and partners of Revival Ministries International.
Father, we just thank you for your presence. Let every ear be anointed to hear your word. Let every heart be receptive to receive all that heaven has, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. I want you to go with me to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 47. I actually shared along these lines Sunday night a week ago. And I, in my spirit, felt that it was imperative that we shared along these lines today. And today I'm talking to you about the river of God. Ezekiel 47 in verse 1 says, "Afterwards he brought me again unto the door of the house, and behold, the waters issued from under the threshold of the house eastward, for the forefront of the house stood towards the east. And the waters came down from under the right side of the house, the south side of the altar. Then brought he me out of the way of the gate northward, and led me about the way without under the utter gate by the way that looketh eastward. And behold, there ran waters out of the right side. And when the man that had the line in his hand went forth eastward, he measured 1,000 cubits, and he brought me through the waters, and the waters were to the ankles." Everybody say this after me, ankle deep. "Again he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters, and the waters were to the knees." Everybody say knee deep. "And he measured 1,000 and brought me through, the waters were to the loins," which is waist deep. Everybody say waist deep. "Afterwards he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not pass over, for the waters were risen, waters to swim in, a river that could not be passed over." In other words, in over your head. "And he said to me, Son of man, hast thou seen this? Then he brought me and caused me to return to the brink of the river. Now when I had returned, behold, the bank of the river, there were many trees on one side and on the other. Then he said unto me, These waters issue towards the east country, and go down to the desert, and go into the sea, which being brought forth into the sea, the waters shall be healed. And it shall come to pass that every living thing that moveth, whithersoever the waters or the river shall come, shall live. And there shall be a great multitude of fish, because these waters have come thither, that they shall be healed, and every thing shall live whither the river cometh. And it shall come to pass that the fishes shall stand upon En Gedi, and even to Eglaim, and there shall be a place to spread forth nets. Their fish shall be according to their kinds, as the fish of the great sea, exceeding many." Now, the Bible speaks of a river that comes from the throne of God. In the book of Psalm 48, verse 4, "There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High." This river, as we see, is a river of life. That means wherever the river goes, whatever is dead will be removed and life will spring forth. It's a river also that is teeming with fish. What do fish represent? Fish represents souls. Wherever the river goes, there will be a harvest of souls. Can you say amen? One of the things that Jesus said to Peter, he said, "Follow me and I'll make you fishers of men." So every time you see fish, it's always relating to people or to men or the souls of men. And the fact that this river is a river of life. Psalm 23 and verse 2, "He leadeth me beside the still warriors. Psalm 65 and verse 9, you visit the earth and saturate it with water. You greatly enrich it. The river of God is full of water. In other words, full of life. Revelation 22 and verse 1, then he showed me the river whose waters give life, sparkling like crystal, flowing out from the throne of God and from the Lamb. So the origin of this river comes straight from the throne of God to his people. You think about that, that is totally remarkable. What is one of the greatest needs of humanity is water. Water, fresh water. There are billions of people on the planet, and there are many that have access to no fresh water. Just like there is a crisis in the natural concerning fresh water, it's the same in the church world. There are billions of people on the planet, but they are so thirsty because they can find no water to drink. But I'm so happy to tell you that the water supply that I'm speaking of today does not run out. The water supply that I'm speaking of today is a never-ending stream of water of life that flows to all those that are hungry and all those that are thirsty. And it matters not where you live on the earth, because the Lord found me in Africa. That river came and touched me in Africa all those years ago. As a young boy, when I gave my life to him at 5 years of age, and then he baptized me in the Holy Ghost when I was 8 years old. And then in 1979, when the power of God hit me and that river began to gush. It is a river of life. Ezekiel 47:9, everything shall live wherever the river goes. So when the river comes, it's life. This life, it's a river of joy. It's a river of peace. It's a river of healing, which was the word that my daughter-in-law Jessica, you began to prophesy that as you were singing it out today. A river of healing, a river of deliverance, a river of protection, a river of provision, a river of his grace, a river of his mercy. And we can go on and on and on and on, because the river represents God himself. Can you say amen? Amen. And when a river comes down in flood, it floods the banks. Some of you don't even realize, but you're actually being flooded by God himself today as the river comes down in flood. Because there is a flow of that river. Now, you can decide, you can determine how deep you want to go. We see ankle deep, knee deep, waist deep, and then in over your head. Just, you got to write in knee deep, because it's not put in there. Knee deep, knee deep, ankle, everybody say ankle deep, knee deep, waist deep, and over your head. Say it again. Ankle deep, knee deep, waist deep, over my head. Say it again. Ankle deep, knee deep, waist deep, over my head. Now, you might say, well, if the river is only ankle deep, then it's ankle deep. Yeah, but you still got to get into it. Or you could think of the connotation of a river that's actually there where you can jump right in and swim, but you just put your feet in it. You just sit on the bank and just put your feet. You just dip your tippy toes in. There are many people coming around here on Sundays, and all you do is dip your tippy toes in the river, but you don't get in. You, for whatever reason, and I'm looking at you right now, and you're looking at me, and you think, I don't know. But you know that I know that you know that I know that you just come and you dip your tippy toes in, but you have not really, really, really jumped into the river. For whatever reason, I'm not sure what is holding you back, but you just haven't. You've watched other people come and jump in, and you've thought to yourself, I just wish I could do that. But I'm here to tell you, as your pastor today, you can jump right in. You can do one of those flying leaps and just Just jump in the river. Tomorrow night we'll be in London, which I was talking to the pastor in Surrey, which is also outside of London. I said, of course, I'm coming to London. He said, no, you're not coming to London. You're coming to the north side of it. I said, oh, so sorry. Sorry, old chap, you know, because they're all snobbish in London, you know what I mean? Like, so because we're in the northern area, no, you're not really coming to London. You're coming to the northern side, you know. Well, jolly good show. Yeah. Just ridiculous, but that's how the British are. But anyway, but I was up, preaching in Bradford, England, which is actual fact the place where Smith Wigglesworth came from. And so there's in the brogue or the accent that they use there, they would talk about jump in river, you know. And so I did that when I was in the UK. I would tell them to jump in the river, you know. You need to jump into the river, jump into the river. And I'm saying this to you here in Hillsborough County, right here in Tampa, Florida today, to jump in the river. You got to just jump. You just have to make a decision. I'm just going to jump in the river. Not ankle deep, not knee deep, not waist deep, but in over your head. Somebody said, yeah, but if I get in over my head, I'm going to drown. Listen, that's what we want. No. But in a good way. You will drown to everything that the world has. You will drown to fear. You will drown to failure, to intimidation of the enemy, to poverty, to lack, to sickness and disease, to everything that hell has to offer. Something happens when you come and jump in the river. See, God will never force you to. On a hot day, you're sitting around a pool, there's always the ones that are the first one in, even on a cold day. I mean, when we were kids, we would always tease each other, go, last one in is an elephant, because that's what you say in Africa. What did you say in Australia? Last one in is a kangaroo? A rotten egg. But we say last one in is an elephant, so everybody's scrambling to get in the pool because they don't want to be the elephant. Nobody wants to be the elephant in the room. How many ever did that when you were kids? Don't hold back today, and maybe because some people have, you know, inhibitions, and they're worried about what other people are going to think about them, and I don't want to make an exhibition of myself. Isn't it funny, when you served the devil and you went out on the town and you drank all night, you didn't care about it then. You were the one to stand on top of the bar stool. You were the one that had to be thrown out because you made a fool of yourself. Come on. And now you're saved and you sit there all dignified. It's like dignified. Well, I don't want people to think I'm crazy. They already do. It is time for you to jump into the river. And don't do the ankle deep thing. And don't do the knee deep thing. Oh, it'd be great to have the knee deeps with us today. Brother and sister knee deep. They've been here for 10 years. When they first came, they were ankle deep. Now they're knee deep. Great to have the waist deep people here. Just be the people in over your head. Forget about what other people think. Forget about what other people. No, listen. No one is going to judge you here. No one will judge you here. Yeah, but the people watching on television, what were they? They don't even know who you are. Yeah, but they got facial recognition technology now. Well, right now, your face represents depression. So that's all they're going to recognize is depression. But when you get joy, then their facial recognition technology will recognize joy. And someone that has jumped into the river. Can you say amen? So God will not force you. The decision is yours. How far do you want to go? Ankle deep, knee deep, waist deep, or in over your head? And this is not just with a service like this. This is in your life, in your whole spiritual walk with God. You say, what are you going to do Monday? In over my head. What are you going to do Tuesday? In over my head. Because a river, when you're in over your head, all you can do is swim. I'm actually under the water. I'm like a scuba diver. I'm like, oh, hallelujah. Come on. Now, this river is a river of salvation. This water, this living water represents salvation. Jesus spoke about it in John chapter 4 and verse 13. He talked to the woman at the well. Jesus answered and said, whosoever drink of the water that I shall, that this water shall thirst again, but whosoever drink of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water spring up to everlasting life. So that's speaking of salvation. Jesus was at a well talking to a woman about a well, and she became a well. Because when he began to question her about her husband, she said, I've had five. And he said, you've said correctly. And the one you are with now is not your husband. So she called him a prophet. She said, I perceive that you are a prophet. I wonder what would make her feel that. But she left her pot at the well, which you never did because your pot was valuable. You know, if you went to a well and you didn't have a pot, how are you going to get water out? So you brought your pot. You carried your pot with you. You here today, your body represents your pot. Isn't that right? We've got all kinds of pots here, thin pots, short pots, stubby pots, tall pots, fat pots. You know, my pot has decreased over the years, but at one time, I had a very big pot. And some of you, you know, that were small have increased over the years, which is fine. I always just said I used to carry more water for people. So that's why the Lord blessed me with that big pot. But really it had nothing to do with carrying water. It had to do with eating pie. Don't eat the pie. Leave the cookie. Don't eat the cookie. So at lunchtime, if somebody offers you dessert, say no. Friday night, all night prayer meeting. When was it? My mother-in-law, Granny Dawn, Pastor Dawn. She come with me with a big bag of almond rocker, which I love that candy. She said, would you love this? I said, I can't even look at that. Please do not take it away from me. That thing is bad. It is so bad because I don't have any restraint. If I start on that bag, I will devour the bag by Sunday night. It's almost like a thing I have in my mind. If I eat it all now, it won't really have find a place to sit. You know what I mean? If you eat it slowly, it'll join itself, and then you find it in places that you shouldn't find it. So I just said, please remove this bag from me. Yea, verily. I got a text from Pastor Raymond on Friday night, right before the all-night prayer meeting. Pastor, do you want some tres leches? I said, Ray, do not bring tres leches to me. I love tres leches, and tres leches loves me, but I cannot. He said, it's so wonderful. I said, I understand, but I refuse. I refuse tres leches today. All right, moving right along here. So just turn it down later. No key lime pie for you today. You can have, whoever said that, oh, you can have two pieces of pie today. So the well, a well springing up to everlasting life, a well which is inside you, a well of water springing up to everlasting life. When every person gets saved, there's a well that's on the inside of them, and it's a well of water. That's why you can begin to impact people around about you, and you bring them that living water. And so that's what the woman did. She ran back to the village, and she's told everybody there, come and see a man. Guess what? The whole village followed her. Why? Because she'd had five men that were her husbands, and the one she was with wasn't her husband. And they figured that if she figured she found a man, this must be some kind of a man, because this woman was an expert in men. And so they followed her to see Jesus. Then they met him. Then they spent time with Jesus. Then they said to the woman, we now believe in him, not because of what you said, but we've heard him ourselves. So here's a woman that most people would have thrown away, but she went and God used her to bring a whole village to the Lord. That's how powerful this living water is. Do you understand today how powerful this living water is? What the devil wants to do is just bottle it up. How many know that a bottle of water sitting on a shelf is not going to benefit anybody? It takes water used. Water used. When last was your water used? Some said, yeah, but I don't want to spend all my water. He's got more for you. It's a well that won't run dry. It's a well, it's a continuous flow of water. And you have to allow it to come up. The Bible says, with joy shall you draw forth water out of the wells of salvation. Joy is the bucket that you bring the water up from the well. Joy. Your joy bucket. Some of you lost your bucket. You lost your bucket. Someone stole your bucket. Some of you lost your bucket at the last church you went to. Today, God will give you a new bucket. You say, for what? To carry water. See, I think there's a disconnect here when it comes to the church, because everybody thinks I have to go somewhere to go get the water. They don't know how to access the water from within. Let me ask you a question. Where do you think I get the supply from? Where do you think I get the supply from? I got a stash. Where do you think I got it from? Where do you? Once you learn to tap in, once you learn, oh, I feel it right now. Once you learn how to tap in. Are you, not from here. It's not a river that's got anything to do with here. Because you could be going through the worst circumstance of life, every attack coming against you. But down from on the inside of you, this living water begins to come and it begins to flow. It's not an emotional thing. It's got nothing to do with an emotional thing. Rah, rah, come let me motivate you. I'll give you three keys, seven steps. Be the best you that you could be. Oh, I'm being the best me. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about that up here. I'm talking about it here. Put your hand here, down on the inside. This is where the well comes from. Spring up a well within my soul. Somebody said, what do I do when all hell's breaking loose? Tap into the water supply. Tap in to the water supply. For he shall raise you up and make you an oasis in a dry and a thirsty land. Wherever you go, doesn't matter how desert it is, doesn't matter how dry it is, when you arrive, an oasis shall spring up. So we got the well, which Jesus spoke about, John chapter 4. Amen. Abraham spent his life digging wells. The Philistines of life came and blocked those wells, put all kinds of things in the wells. When the well's blocked, you can't get to the water. Isaac, meaning laughter, came right behind and unblocked every well. Joy, laughter. These people say, I don't understand all this laughing stuff. Yeah, you don't have to understand it to enjoy it. It doesn't even have to make sense to your natural mind. Somebody said, oh, you go to that laughing church. No, no, we're not a laughing church. We weep as much as we laugh. We weep for joy. We laugh for joy. We jump for joy. You don't call us the jumping church. We jump for joy. We shout for joy. Amen. Let them shout aloud. Let them shout out. Let them cry aloud and be joyful. Amen. Hallelujah. It's got nothing to do with your emotions. That's what the problem is. Too many people connect it to the emotions. And they up and down. They're like a yo-yo. One day up, the next day down. The next day this string is broken. You can't ever get them back up again. They're just up and down, up and down. Somebody said, I have to have this drug to keep me up. But then I'm too high up, so I have to get a drug to keep me down. So they're on what they call uppers and downers, and every pill known to man trying to keep themselves on even keel. We have probably 100 million Americans that are suffering from severe depression right now. But in the church, preachers suffering from depression. People in the pews suffering from depression. But no one told them how to access this water. No one told them that this water is there. It is a never-ending supply. Somebody said, what's the cost for this water? Self-surrender. Self-surrender.
Yes, amen.
Jump in the river. So we got the well. Everybody say the well. It is well. It is well with my soul. With my soul. It is well. It is well with my soul. Thank you, choir. But it goes a step further. For in John chapter 4, Jesus talked about a well. But if you go a few chapters more, John chapter 7, don't make me preach today. John chapter 7 and verse 37. In the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Out of your belly, not out of your head. I watch theologians come, and you see them. It reminds me of that movie, The Coneheads. Anybody who remembers The Coneheads? It was very popular years ago. They have these huge cones, and they look funny and talk funny. And they touch the craniums, you know. It's like a cranium thing. And I watch these theologians come around to discuss the great things of God. Many of them can't even talk properly. It's always, as we look at God, everything is always dragged out and made so difficult that only a conehead can understand it. You understand what I'm saying? He never said, out of your head will flow. He never said, out of your innermost cranium shall flow rivers of living water. He said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. So the next time you look at your parental unit, which, that's the movie, isn't it? It's out of your innermost being will flow rivers. Somebody said, but I don't feel like it, Pastor. It's got nothing to do with how you feel. Somebody said, I don't feel like it. I don't look like it. You don't. It's got nothing to do, fortunately, of how you look. Aren't you happy about that? Has nothing to do with how you feel. It's got nothing to do with how you look. Somebody said, what's happening to her? She's in over her head. Verse 39, but this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believed on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. So when I see people, I see two situations where there can either be a well or there could be a river. I'll take you all as a well, but I would love if you would step over into the river. I think it's just flooded its banks right over there. Where's the Weather Channel when you need them? We're standing here in the eye of the storm. Meanwhile, people are just strolling behind them, you know. Some are. This river is for every single person. Acts chapter 2 and verse 38, then Peter said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to all your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. So to become a well, you have to repent. And then follow Jesus through the waters of baptism. And he says, you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. This promise is to you and to your children and all them that are afar off. Let me tell you something this morning. If it was not for the river of God, I wouldn't be standing here today. If it wasn't for the river of God, I wouldn't even be able to function. We've had everything thrown at us over the years, including the kitchen sink. And I say that because a lady called into the ministry and she was so distraught that people would even throw a kitchen sink at us. But she didn't understand it was a figure of speech, you know. So, no. just if you watch it on television, nobody actually picked a kitchen sink and threw it at us. It is a figure of speech. But how many of you have been through life where it felt like everything was thrown at you, including the kitchen sink? I just saw a bunch of people that were knee-deep go in waist-deep. I saw a bunch of waist-deep people just slide in, bloop, 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 under the water. I know this will make some preachers nervous. I know it'll make them nervous. They want to get everybody fished out of the river. Just sit them there, put a wetsuit on them, and warn them about the dangers of being in the river of God. But I got news for you, it's a river of life. There is no warning. There's no warning here on this river. Just jump. Just jump. Just jump, 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 jump in the river. Jump. Jump. Husband, jump in for your wife. Wife, jump in for your husband. Parents, jump in for your children. Children, jump in for your parents. You know, it's a river of protection. So we said, what do you mean? That means the devil can't access you there. And if somebody tries witchcraft on you, it will hit the water, bounce off, and go right back to them. Every curse spoken against your life will go right back to its source. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Feel the level is rising. Trying to navigate my way to a conclusion here. That's nerve-wracking for a preacher when you try to navigate your way to a conclusion, but everybody's under the water. Well, you preach me here, Pastor. You preach. I know. People ask me over the years, how come you carry on preaching when everything's breaking loose? I say, because there's still some people's heads above the water, and I keep preaching to all the heads just looking above the water. Some people get in so easy. They just do. Others, they don't want to mess up their hair. I don't want to mess up my makeup. Yeah, but it's hot out there. It's hot out there. You love the water. It's really great. I just got a new manicure. It hasn't even dried. I don't want to mess up my manicure. Listen, this water will cure everything. There is a river. The streams whereof shall make glad the city of God. There is a river that flows from the throne of God. Don't think that what I'm talking about will not be there on the other side, ladies and gentlemen. This is practice realm. This is the realm of practice to get you ready for what's coming. Some people think we're going to get to heaven and sit around and intellectualize what God's doing as the cone heads will touch their craniums. Quickly, 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 bring me a Greek scholar. Quickly, quickly, bring me a Hebrew scholar to explain what's happening. Sit down and shut up. Worship him who sits on the throne. We don't need your explanation. We don't need no explanation. We just jump in. We jump in. We jump in. Jump in and live. Jump in and be healed. Jump in and be whole. Jump in. Jump in. Jump in and find your purpose. Jump in. Jump in and let him take you. Jump in. Jump in. Embark on the greatest adventure of your life. There's some of you that should have been dead, but you jumped in to the river and you live now. You live now. There's some of you were going nowhere, but one day you jumped in and the river, as you say here in the South, the river done brought you here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I cannot jump in for you. I can't. You jump in for you. I have been known to throw some people in. The day will come. I'm not sure when, but the day will come when we will start a meeting here and it will run for weeks on end, right here at the river. I'm telling you right now, week in, week out. It'll happen in the timing of the Lord, because this is what we do. But it looks to me like the only way we're going to get some of you in the river is for there to be a flood. Oh, yeah. I was doing fine. I was sitting there, myself, my wife, sister, ankle deep. We were doing fine. We've been hanging out with the knee deeps. And we know the waist deep family. But one day, the river came down in flood, which is what's happening here right now. Let me tell you, no different than what's happening in the Carolinas, where the waters are going, it's going above flood water stage right now because of the rain. That's what's happening here on this Sunday morning. Some pastors are nervous to have this kind of water flow. But we're not nervous. Well, what will people think of you? I stopped worrying about what people think of me years ago. Here, I care nothing. I only care about what he thinks. Listen, this is not man's ability or power. If you think man can do this, go rent a building and knock yourself out. I've watched preachers come along and try to imitate what we do. Not even close. No man can do these things except God be with him. The Lord is with us. It's His presence that's touching people all across this place, even into people's homes right now, as the power of God's falling in people's homes, on the hungry and on the thirsty, even those of you watching by way of internet around the world. Even now, as the power of God begins to touch people right in their living rooms, right in their homes, off of your cell phone, just as long as you're not driving on the highway while you're watching. Because no one lets friends drink and drive. You need to pull over right now to a safe place. Let me close with this. I want you to look at me. Let me close with this. I know that you can sit here today and think this is only for a couple of people. And surely pastor cannot be meaning me. But I want you to know today that I actually mean you. So whatever you look out across the congregation and you see people being touched and you think that's just for them, on the contrary, it's for you. And something happens, as we found out as kids on a hot summer's day, when the people that came kicking and screaming when you took them down and threw them in the pool, they were not happy with you to begin with. And after the initial shock and being thrown in their clothes, you know, and getting over that and the initial anger with you, they suddenly realized it wasn't as bad as they thought. And then by the end of the day, they were thanking you. Thank you so much that you threw me in. It's not a cultural thing. As we've already seen, the Lord in 60 countries of the world do this in places that they said would never, ever, because they said the culture, the people was different. It doesn't matter. Bahrain, Qatar, Dubai, Turkey, Egypt, Southern Africa, Argentina, Mexico, Guatemala, Japan. When you go under the water, yeah, people gasp. People gasp for breath. But it all begins with the heart. Everything is not about some, as I said, emotional thing or some experience. It all begins with the heart in surrender to the King. Can you say amen? From Hong Kong to Singapore to Germany, across Scandinavia, to some of the remote islands of the sea, it's all the same because people are all the same. I want everybody to bow your heads if you would, please. Today, we want to give you an opportunity to surrender your life to Him and to yield yourself to Him, to say, Lord, here I am, I come. I give myself to You. What I want you to realize today, that this river is not something you just do in service on a Sunday. This is, you have to let the river take you Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Where is the river taking you? Because it's not about you being in control, it's about him being in control. This river we talk about is unseen. It's not a natural river. It's spiritual. While heads are bowed and eyes are closed, if you've come in this place and you fit into any one of these three categories, I want to pray with you and for you. Maybe you have come in here today, you've never given your life to Jesus. Friend, I want to ask you a question. What would happen if today was your last day on the earth? Where would you go? Where would you spend eternity? If you went home tonight, put your head on your pillow in the middle of the night, you fell asleep and never woke, where would you go? I want you to know there is a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. You don't have to go to devil's hell, because 2,000 years ago on Calvary's cross, the price was paid, the blood was shed. And just like that old song said, there is a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all the guilty stain. Today, the power of sin will be broken. The power of guilt and shame will be removed from your life. You might have come in here one way, but you leave another way. Today he calls you. Today he stands with arms right open. He says, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. He calls you. Will you surrender to him? Maybe you've come in this place and you gave your life to the Lord in days gone by, but you've grown cold. You're not serving God like you should. There was a time when you were radically on fire for God, but something happened. You lost that peace, that joy. But today the Lord's calling you. He says, come back. It's time to fall in love with Jesus all over again. The fact that he will restore to you the joy of your salvation. If you surrender today and say, Lord, here I am. Maybe it's something hidden no one can see. Pride, unforgiveness, bitterness, jealousy, anger, lust, the hidden things that come and clog the heart of man. But today you say, Lord, I come, I give you my heart. Take out the stony heart. Put in a heart of flesh. He'll do it. Maybe it's not hidden. Maybe something outward that everyone can see. And the enemy uses that against you to keep you in a place of guilt and condemnation. You feel like God will never use you because of things that have happened and transpired in your life. I want you to know God is a God of a new beginnings. He's a God of a second chance. If you'll surrender to him today, and say, Lord, here I am. He'll come. Maybe it's not hidden outward as we describe. Maybe it's a storm that came against your life. A sudden divorce, a bankruptcy, the loss of a loved one, a sudden illness, the betrayal of a close friend, the loss of a job. Something happened that rocked your world. There are people, we meet them every single day. They were going along and then this thing hit them like a Mack truck from hell. It took their breath away. But today he says, come. Will you surrender to him afresh and say, Lord, here I am. He will come. He loves you. And then lastly, if you're in this place, you love the Lord, but you're not sure of your salvation. The devil is always lying to you, telling you that you're not saved, but today you want to make sure, you want to know. You want to know that you know that you know that you're a child of God. If this is you, right where you are, if you fit into these three categories, I want to pray with you and for you. Quickly, right where you are, put your hand up. Say, pray for me. I need Jesus. God bless you. 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 Raise up high. Let me see. God bless you. 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 Come on. Put up high. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Raise up high and say, yes, Lord. Today is my day. Today is my day. Today is my day. Just raise up high and say, yes, Lord. It's a new day. It's a new day. It's a new beginning for you. Once you've raised, you can put it down. I want you to look at me, if you would, please. Look at me. I'm over here. In this section here, if you didn't raise your hand, but you want to be included in the prayer we're going to pray right now for these invitations, quickly put your hand up. Say, include me. Thank you, sir. Thank you back there. Thank you, lady. God bless you. Anybody else? Put your hand up right now. That young lady there. Anybody else? Anyone else? Anyone else? This section here, you didn't raise your hand but want to be included. Put your hand up right now and say, include me right there. God bless you. Anybody else? Raise up high. Anybody else? This section here, you didn't raise your hand but want to be included. Put your hand up right now and say, God bless you. God bless you. Anybody else? Slip it up high. Slip it up high. God bless you. God bless you, sir. A new day for you. God bless you. Anybody else? Raise it up high and say, yes, Lord. Yes. This section here, you didn't raise your hand but want to be included. Put your hand up. Say, include me. God bless you. God bless you. Under the overhang. I want every person that raised your hand to stand to your feet. All across the building, stand. Everyone that raised your hand, stand. Stand right now. Come on. Come on today. All the way to the back. Come on. Just go ahead and stand. All the way to the back. Let's just help them. I want you to come from where you are. Come, bring your personal belongings and come stand around the altar. We're going to pray. Come. Come now. Today is your day of salvation. Ushers, ushers. Today is your day. Come. Come now. Everybody, put them right in the middle. Put them right in the middle. Come. Put them right in the middle. Come. Bring them right in. Today is your day of freedom. Come. Today he calls you. Today he calls you. Come now. Let me just say this to the church. We're flipping some things here in the ministry. What we would do is fly in neighborhoods. We're not doing that anymore. What we're doing is each home group, we're putting it upon the home groups, the HOJs, to start bringing people, because it works so much better then, because you bring the people, then you can follow them up. Are you with me? See, it's not that we're not going to do outreach, inreach like we have been doing. We will do that Thanksgiving Sunday, you know, and Christmas Sunday, we'll do that. Those Sundays we have like 4,200 jammed everywhere and have big altar calls. But we are wanting to see people discipled and grow in the things of God. And what better way to do that is when the home groups, if we have 134 home groups across the whole of, you know, from Lakeland all the way to St. Pete Clearwater, if every home group brings one person, figure that out. If they bring a family, are you with me? Well, then most of the time those people are from your neighborhood. Therefore, you know where they're from. Are you with me? It's so much easier to reach somebody who's two doors down from you. Amen. And I'm going to work a whole plan of how to evangelize your neighborhood. I'm going to share a message, how to evangelize your neighborhood, some things that we're going to implement that's going to help you and go meet some of your neighbors which you've never met before. Come on, we've got to see Tampa. We have to see Tampa shaken. We've got to see it. Are you with me? There's people living around your house that don't know Jesus. And it's time to bring in the harvest. So we're doing a little flip of everything. I know it took everybody. The Lord spoke to me, said, don't do any more flowering. You can do that on a special Sunday outreach, inreach, which we do. Put the pressure on the HOJs now to start to produce. You happy? Can't hear you? You happy? Amen. So you're going to find one person every Sunday to bring. Pastor Eric and Jennifer, when they got saved, they would bring up to 40 people, 45 people on a Sunday. They were business people. 45 people that they would bring to church. That's a valuable church member when they bring 45 people to church. I know that that's an effort on your part. I know that. And I know we are in a room full of the most worshiping people on the planet, the most giving people on the planet, the most on-fire people on the planet. It's a fact. Abundance of soul winners here at this church. I brag about you everywhere. I irritate other pastors by talking about the river. Because I'd rather be here, really, in essence, than anywhere else in the world. That, you know, this is where God put us. We've been here now, I think this December will be 22 years that church has been going, December 1st. 4,000 people graduate from school and gone out. Now churches springing up everywhere. I think there's 29 river churches now. And then there's other churches, they're not river churches, but they're affiliates. Graduates go out, you know, they don't want to have the name river, which is fine. We don't force people at gunpoint to carry our name. This is not a franchise. Amen? And you know, people can call themselves river, but if they don't have what I preach today, it ain't a river. They might just call themselves swamp. The river is alive. It's alive. And it starts with the head. If the head is dead, even if his name is Fred, are you with me? Say this after me. Somebody help that lady. If the head is dead, even if his name is Fred, it doesn't matter. I've been to many churches where the head was dead. Dead head. Dead head. The deacons were dead. The choir was dead. The worship was dead. You were just thankful that it was only 60-minute service. And even then you hung on to the scripture that he who endures to the end shall be saved. Relax. Standing here looking like CIA. I'm teasing you. I'm just teasing you. I want you to look at me today. I want you to know this. If you mean business with God, God means business with you. And I've had the privilege of doing this now 60 countries of the world from 1980, January the 1st, until now. This next week we'll be in London. It'll be just like this. And here's the thing. I hear the testimonies. People that come up to me 10, 15, 20, 30 years later. I came down. I prayed this prayer. And then they tell me all of what the Lord has done in their life. So I know that God is meeting you here today. Whether you came for the first time to give your life to the Lord, or you come to recommit your life, or you come to make sure something eternal will take place on the inside right here. So we're going to pray. I want you to close your eyes. I want you to raise your hand, one hand to heaven, and just pray this together with me. Say, Father, I come to you in the precious name of your Son Jesus. Lord, you said in your word, if I confess with my mouth Jesus is my Lord and my Savior, and I believe in my heart that God has raised you from the dead, I will be saved. So, Father, right now, I confess Jesus is my Lord and my Savior. Come into my heart right now. Take out the stony heart. Put in a heart of flesh. Wash me. Cleanse me. Change me. Fill me. Use me. Let me never be the same again. I turn my back on the world. I turn my back on sin. And I follow you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for dying for me. Thank you for shedding your blood for me. Thank you that on the third day you rose for me. And thank you that you're coming back again for me. From this day on, I'll never be the same again. I confess Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. He is my Lord and my Savior. And right now, by faith in the finished work of the cross and by the shed blood of Jesus, I am saved. Thank you, Lord, for saving me now. Now lift both hands and just thank Him. Father, I pray that You would seal them now by Your blood and by Your Spirit, that on that day not one would be missing. Raise them up to be mighty men and women of God and use them to impact this generation. Use them. Connect them even from this moment with Your eternal purpose and Your eternal destiny for every single life. Some that will be in business, that will fund the end time harvest. Others that You raise up to be preachers and missionaries and evangelists and pastors that will go to the nation of the earth. Others, Lord, that You'll use greatly in the city. You'll use individuals here. That on that day when we stand before You, not one of these precious people will be missing. Not one. Not one. Not one. Because today we put them into the hands of the Holy Spirit. And just like You took me from Africa and protected me and brought me even to this place today, that You'll take every single one of them and You'll carry them. And we thank You for it. And we give You praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 I just feel this for many people standing here, that it's a new beginning, a new day. A new day. It's like a fresh wind. A fresh wind. A fresh breeze. A fresh wind that blows for you. Acts 3 and 19, the second part of the verse says, repent and be converted that your sins may be blotted out. That the times of refreshing, in the Amplified says, of recovering from the effects of the heat, of reviving with fresh air, will come from the presence of the Lord. That today He revives you. And just like I preached today, what's happened now, there's a well that's come on the inside of you. There's a well. There's a well that's come on the inside of you. And now we've got to get you into the river, which is the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which is so imperative for every single person. That power is available for every single person, from the littlest child to the oldest saint, to have this power so that you can accomplish and do what God's called you to do. Amen. How many know that the Lord put you on earth for a reason? How many know that? How many know you're not here by accident? You're here for God's eternal purpose. And we don't know how long our days are on the earth. These people that were with us a year ago, they're gone. These people here today, that a year from now, they'll be gone. So the fact of the matter is, the remainder of our days, that we would fulfill His purpose and His plan, which is so important. How many know the devil's had a plan for you? But it's failed. Otherwise, you wouldn't be standing here right now. So, that's the good news. That's the good news. Thank you for watching today on YouTube. Please press the subscribe button and also the notification button and like and get the word out so others can watch.